Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're continuing to learn with Joe in our lesson called Moving Forward. And already in yesterday's lesson, we learned about how Joe was welcomed by hospitable couch surfers in Taiwan. And many of them had great advice and suggestions for her as she was looking for a job. But of course, it can be difficult to find a job. What are some common difficulties that you might face when you look for a job? Carolyn, can you think of any?
Well, each job has different difficulties depending on the field that you are looking at, but most of them involve a resume, which is very important, a cover letter that might need to go with your resume explaining why you want the job, and then an interview and being prepared for that, and then all the other people applying for that same job can make it really difficult.
All right, those seem like some challenges you might have to face. Of course, another difficulty might be the fact that there aren't many jobs available, not the kinds that you want. Maybe a difficulty is your own pride. I think that's the case for some people. They don't want to get a job that is beneath them, they would say. Well, what is a difficulty, or what's another kind of difficulty you might face in looking for a job? Joe had a kind of difficulty. It was someone who was very negative about the job market in Taipei. Let's continue learning with her story.
Moving forward. Our conversation began normally but headed south when we began discussing my job search. George's pessimism showed immediately. He informed me that he didn't think there were many jobs available in Taipei. I told him I wanted to be a writer. He told me that the competition would be too vicious for me to succeed. Everybody wanted to write. According to George, everything was hopeless. I was doomed. If I were lucky enough to find a job, it wouldn't be the one I wanted.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Would you give up on your dreams based on what somebody else says? Think about that as we're back for day two of Joe's new adventures in Taipei. Let's take a look at our keywords for the day before we begin. Pessimism. Pessimism is a noun. Jason only has negative things to say. His pessimism makes everyone feel bad. Vicious. Vicious is an adjective. Shoppers can be vicious during a sale. Everyone fights to get what they want. Doom. Doom is a verb. Those who cannot remember the past are doomed to repeat it. Prediction. Prediction is a noun. The weatherman's prediction on sunny weather was wrong. It snowed all day long. Your more information word is head south. Head south is an idiom. Let's begin.
Well, George doesn't seem like a very happy person. Anyhow, we do have some good things to learn from this part of our lesson. So let's go back to the beginning here. We read, our conversation began normally, but headed south when we began discussing my job search. Okay, so everything's just kind of normal, just as you would imagine any conversation. And then they started talking about her job search, and then what happened? It headed south? What does that mean?
Yes, they started to drive to the south.
What?
No, Gabe. That's not what it means. It means that their conversation started to become very negative, or that it just turned into a bad conversation. It was no longer a good conversation that they were having. And remember, George is not his real name, but he is a foreigner who is part of this couch surfing community.
That's right. Well, their conversation headed south. What else could head south in life? It starts to turn bad. Maybe a meeting starts out okay, but then it heads south after a while and nothing gets accomplished. Maybe you're in a relationship and it seems okay at first, but then it starts heading south after a while. You start not respecting each other. You start being mean to each other. It could head south in different ways.
That's right. But heading north does not mean that it becomes good. So you don't use the other directions to indicate a change, only heading south.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, our lesson today is not heading south, of course. We have a lot more to learn. George's pessimism showed immediately. So this is as soon as they began discussing Joe's job search, then his pessimism came out. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank, pessimism. Well, we learned a word earlier this month, optimism. That means you're positive. Pessimism means that you have a negative outlook about something.
That's right. So it means that you just have negative feelings toward everything. And pessimism is very bad because it kind of turns you into a miserable person. If you look at everything in a negative way, then you can't be happy. Mm-hmm. And it makes the people around you feel unhappy as well.
And so what happens if you have pessimism? Well, people might start calling you a pessimist. P-E-S-S-I-M-I-S-T. Are you a pessimist or an optimist? I hope you're an optimist.
I hope so too, but that is not the case for George in our lesson today. We continue reading. He informed me that he didn't think there were many jobs available in Taipei.
Well, that's okay if it's just being realistic. But I think George is a little more pessimistic than that, okay? He says, or Joe says, I told him I wanted to be a writer. But he told me that the competition would be too vicious for me to succeed. Everybody wanted to write.
Well, that is very discouraging. Oh, to be told that everyone wants to write and the competition is too vicious. You cannot succeed. Now, let's take a look at that word from our word bank, the word vicious. If something is vicious, that means it is very mean and aggressive and angry and violent.
And it reminds me of some animals. There are many wild animals you could describe as being vicious animals. The vicious dog chased after me while I was running. Or you could talk about someone's comment being very vicious. That means it was a mean comment. He gave a vicious remark the other day about my clothes.
Which means he was trying to purposely hurt you.
That's right.
And I'm sorry, Gabe. Your clothes look fine.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Your words are very kind, not vicious.
Oh, well, let's continue with our lesson. According to George, everything was hopeless. I was doomed. Oh, and doomed is a word from the word bank. If you are doomed, that means there's no hope.
Doomed. Doomed. When do you feel doomed? Sometimes I hear the phrase doomed to fail. That means it's going to happen. There's no question about it. You're going to fail at something. But of course, it's not good to think like this. Don't think that you are doomed to fail.
That's right. You are not doomed. You are doing a wonderful job. Do not listen to people who are pessimists or filled with pessimism. Don't let that take control of your life. And we continue reading. If I were lucky enough to find a job, it wouldn't be the one I wanted. So George is clearly not very hopeful for Joe's job prospects in Taipei.
That's right. Of course, these are not Joe's own thoughts. These last couple of sentences are kind of the attitude that George is feeding Joe. All right, well, Joe is very discouraged at this point. We're going to learn more from the rest of her story. But first, let's learn something with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 head south 这个成语。 Head 是指出发。 South 本来是指南方，但是 head south 在这里不是指往南边， 而是指出差错、下滑或者是失败。例如 the stock market started to head south as the government decided to raise the tax rate. 当政府决定要提高税率时，股市就开始下滑。或者是 our sales have been heading south since last quarter. 上一季开始我们的销售就一直往下掉。继续我们看的是 vicious 这个形容词。Vicious 是指激烈的或严厉的。例如 the vicious criticism almost made the actor quit acting.恶毒的批评让这位演员几乎要放弃演戏，或者是 his vicious temper always gets him in trouble， 他激烈的脾气让他常常惹祸上身，或者是 the vicious attack agitated the international community， 这个可怕的攻击行动触怒了国际社会。
We are continuing the lesson moving forward, and Joe is having a conversation with a foreigner she calls George, who she met in a couch surfing forum. Well, George has a lot of pessimism, and it is showing when he is giving her advice on finding a job. He thinks that the job market is too vicious because everyone wants to be a writer, and that she is doomed with no chance of success in finding a job that she actually wants.Well, let's see how Joe responds in the next part of our lesson.
Moving forward. At first my heart sank, but I decided not to listen to his negative predictions. What kind of person says such discouraging things to someone they just met? Obviously, life in Taipei had not been good to George.We parted ways after that and haven't met since. In life, there are always Georges trying to pull us down. Will we believe them and give up? Or will we ignore them and chase our dreams anyway? I'm pleased to say none of George's predictions came true. I did find the job I was looking for in Taipei, and I decided to stay.
Well, I'm glad this story has a good ending. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of this section. Of course, Joe is discouraged here, and she writes, At first, my heart sank. My heart sank. What does that mean, Carolyn, if your heart sinks?
Well, that is a very interesting phrase to look at, and it means that you become very discouraged. You just don't have any hope. You feel like...You're just at a complete loss. So you might say, my heart sank when I found out that I did not get into my top choice for university.
Well, I think a lot of people probably feel that way. Their heart sinks at that point. Well, when does your heart sink? When do you feel really discouraged about something? Maybe when you don't make it into a show that you really wanted to be a part of.Maybe if you don't make it into a class, or maybe if you don't get the job that you really want, maybe your heart sinks. Well, Steve and Ken have more they want to share about this word heart in the information cloud.
When you see or hear the word heart, chances are it's not referring to the organ in your chest, because this word has more than a dozen meanings.And is used in many, many idioms.
So let's get straight to the heart of the matter. Let's talk about some of the different usages of the word heart.
Okay. First of all, heart can mean center. Ken just mentioned the heart of the matter. That's using heart to mean the center or the core of something. If we talk about the heart of a city, that's the center of a city.
In our lesson today, our author said her heart sank. That's using heart to refer to an emotional mood.
That's right. Now, if I say my heart sank, I'm really saying I was not in a good mood. I probably felt depressed or in despair.
And what do we say to someone whose heart sank? You can tell them, don't lose heart or take heart. In those idioms, heart means courage.
Heart can also refer to your mind. If I say I had a change of heart, I didn't undergo heart surgery, I just changed my mind.
You can also have a heart-to-heart with someone. A heart-to-heart is a very honest and intimate conversation. You might talk about your personal life during a heart-to-heart, or maybe your hopes and dreams.
And speaking of dreams, you might say you have your heart set on something. That means you really, really want it. Now, when I was little, I had my heart set on having my own bicycle. And one day, my parents finally got one for me.
Heart 除了表示心脏之外，也可以表示中心、核心。The heart of a city 指的是一个城市的中心。The heart of the matter 是一件事的核心、重点。Heart 也可以表示感情或情绪。今天的课文作者讲说 ,My heart sank, 我的心沉了下去。就是灰心失望的意思。一个心情沉重的人，你可以对他说 Don't lose heart, 不要灰心，不要泄气，或是 Take heart, 振作起来。另外 heart to heart 当名词用指的是坦诚的谈话，也就是谈心的意思。如果一个孩子突然变得脾气暴躁，开始叛逆，那他爸爸也许就要和他好好的进行一次 heart to heart。另外 ,have one's heart set on something, 就是向往、渴望或热衷于某件事。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys, the heart is used in so many different ways in the English language. Well, we were just talking about how when Jo heard all of this terrible, negative news, that her heart sank. But we continue reading...But I decided not to listen to his negative predictions.
Negative predictions? Well, let's take a look at that word. Prediction. That's something that you think will happen in the future. You predict it will happen. How could you use that word, prediction?
Well, when you're trying to decide what the weather might be doing this weekend, you look at the weather forecast.But the forecast is a kind of prediction. You don't actually know what the weather will be like, but you have an idea of what you think will happen, so you can predict it.
All right, and of course you can predict what someone might do in the future. Maybe they'll make one decision, and you predicted it. You make a prediction about something. All right, so George, or this person that Joe calls George,has a lot of negative predictions for Joe.
That's right, and Joe writes, What kind of person says such discouraging things to someone they just met? And this is just a rhetorical question that she is asking herself. What kind of person would say this?
That's right, what kind of person does this? Obviously, not a very optimistic person. Okay, someone who is a pessimist.Okay, and she says, obviously, life in Taipei had not been good to George. So, life has not been good to George. That's another way of saying that he's not really enjoying himself where he is in life. Life is not good to somebody.
That's right. So, he's faced a lot of challenges, probably, while living in Taipei. We continue. We parted ways after that and haven't met since.So, Jo was not surrounding herself with this pessimistic person.
And I think that's good for her. They parted ways after that. Okay, when you use the phrase to part ways, that means one person is going one way, another person is going another way. And maybe you will cross paths again, maybe not. But for now, you part ways.
That's right. And she continues to write, In life, there are always Georges trying to pull us down. They're trying to make us unhappy or discourage us. And she asks, Will we believe them and give up? Or will we ignore them and chase our dreams anyway?
That's right. Well, I like that phrase, to be pulled down by something. Carolyn, do you know what really pulls me down?
What, Gabe?
Gravity.
yes,
yeah,
yes.
Gravity pulls me
yeah,
down.
Yeah, gravity will pull you down. Yes, Gabe, yes. Well, Jo writes that she was not pulled down. She says, I'm pleased to say none of George's predictions came true.
And I'm pleased to talk about this phrase. The phrase is, I'm pleased to say something. That means you're really happy about the outcome of something. I'm pleased to say it.
So, maybe you did get into your top choice for university. I'm pleased to say that I got in. Or maybe on the letter that says you are accepted, I'm pleased to say that you have been accepted into the class of 2014.
And of course, none of Joe's predictions came true. What we read here, I did find the job I was looking for in Taipei, and I decided to stay. Well, I'm pleased to say we have a review skit coming up, and then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
Excuse me, are you the girl from the couch surfing forum?
Yes, you must be George.
Yes.
Well, I split my time between hostels and couch surfing.
That's a great way to save money. Besides, the Taipei couch surfing community is a hospitable bunch.
They are. I'm relieved to meet so many new friends here.
So you took the plunge and came to Taipei.
Yes, and now I'm looking for a job.
Oh, too bad. I'm afraid there aren't jobs available here.
Really? Well, other friends have been very encouraging.
Take it from me. It won't be easy.
Oh.
What kind of job are you looking for?
I want to be a writer.
Oh, no! You're doomed!
Doomed?
Yeah, everybody wants to be a writer. The competition is too vicious.
Oh.
You'll never succeed.
George, your pessimism is showing.
Well, even if you're lucky enough to find a job, it won't be one that you want.
Well, why should I listen to your negative predictions?
That's just the way it is. I'm just telling you.
No, you're trying to pull me down. But I won't give up.
Fine. Go ahead. Chase your dreams.
I will. Just as soon as I finish my latte.
OK, 继续我们看的是 prediction 这个名词。PRE 这个字首有之前的意思，所以 prediction 是指预测或预言。例如 ,the experts' prediction of a serious recession affected the stock market. 专家们预测将有严重的经济萧条的说法影响了股市。它的动词是 predict,PREDICT。例如 ,it's hard to predict how customers will respond to the new product.很难预料顾客对这个新产品的反应会如何。所以我们看的是 pull down 这个动词片语。pull down 本来是往下拉的意思，但是在这里是指拖垮或使消沉。例如 ,the coach thinks the wounded pitcher is pulling down the team. 教练觉得这位受伤的投手在拖垮整个球队。pull someone down 也可以指使虚弱。例如 ,Richard's heart condition pulled him down.Richard 的心脏病让他的身体变虚弱了。And now, let's see what our teachers are doing.
In our lesson today, Joe wrote, In life, there are always Georges trying to pull us down and discourage us in life. Well, have you ever been discouraged in life? Has someone ever tried to pull you down? How did you react? Carolyn?
Well...I come from a very small town, and a lot of people don't understand the love of travel or wanting to go to another part of the world. So, not everyone was very excited when I told them I was going to be traveling to Asia and looking for a job there and studying. And some of them were a little discouraging, but I didn't let that stop me either. I continued to chase my dreams as well.
And I'm glad you decided to chase your dreams and that those people didn't kill your dreams. Well, friends, what about you? Have you ever felt pulled down in life? And how do you react? Talk about that in English, and we'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you!
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last, a lifetime.